spirituality as a madness. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 564. I read recently a quote by Ronald Rollheiser, and I wanted to share it with you, and let's see what we can draw out of it that will help our times of quiet with God. Let me give you the quote here. Ronald Rollheiser says, "Spirituality is not something on the fringes, an option for those with a particular bent. None of us has a choice. Everyone has to have a spirituality, and everyone does have one, either a life-giving one or a destructive one. No one has the luxury of choosing here, because all of us are precisely fired into life with a certain madness that comes from the gods, and we have to do something with that. We do not wake up in this world calm and serene, having the luxury of choosing to act or not act. We wake up crying, on fire with desire, with madness. What we do with that madness is our spirituality." What a fabulous paragraph that is. Well, let's talk about the fire within for a minute. I don't know about you, but my inner restlessness never completely leaves me. Yes, I'm a Christian and I've been given the peace of Christ, but there's something that God has hardwired into our spirits. It appears occasionally as ambition, sometimes longing, sometimes a hunger for purpose, and at other times it manifests itself as anxiety or frustration or even destructive impulses. So Rollheiser reminds us that this inner drive is not something we can switch off. We never should even try. We've got to do something with it. The question is, where does that inner fire lead us? Does it push us toward God or away from Him? Do we use it to fuel love and service, or does it consume us in self-destructive ways? Let's think about Jesus. Didn't Jesus have that inner fire? We see His passion manifested in overturning tables at the temple, weeping over Jerusalem, groaning in prayer in Gethsemane. Jesus didn't allow His inner fire to consume Him or burn others in some destructive way. Instead, He surrendered His desires, His fire, to the Father. John 4:34, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work." His desire found direction in obedience to the Father's will. His passion was channeled through love, through mission, through trust in God's provision. That is our model for what we do with our fire. So how does this affect our personal times of devotion? Well, when we come to prayer, we're not just engaging in a ritual, are we? We're bringing our restless hearts before God. Our prayers are not meant to be lifeless recitations, but they are meant to be raw, honest encounters with the Father. He welcomes your desires, your fears, and your longings. So when we pray, we're making a choice. Will we let our inner fire be shaped by the world, or will we offer it to God? Think about David's Psalms, how often he pours out his heart. He's expressing everything from anguish to ecstasy. His prayers are evidence that true spirituality does not deny desire, but directs it toward God. So what do we do with this? Three suggestions. Number one, bring your whole self to God. Don't filter your emotions in prayer. If you feel restless, say so. If you feel on fire with passion or purpose, surrender that energy to God. Secondly, anchor your desires in Scripture. Read passages that speak to your longing and your frustrations or your hopes. Let God's Word shape your inner fire. And thirdly, use your spiritual fire for good. Let devotion to God ignite the acts of service and kindness and deeper love for others. You know, you and I wake up each day with a fire inside us. The question is not whether we will have a spirituality, but what kind we will have. Will our inner fire push us towards self-destruction or towards God? Jesus shows the way, as always. He shows us to bring our passion and our longings and our restlessness to the Father in trust and surrender. So until next time, keep seeking, praying, and let your time of quiet with God set your soul ablaze for God.